In a world obsessed with polished end products, there's something refreshingly human about sharing the messy, unfinished process of creation. Imagine waking up to discover that your next client has been following your work for months, or that the side project you've been documenting online has attracted a community eager to support your next move. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality for creators who understand the power of showing their work. Even Beyoncé reportedly keeps a copy of Austin Kleon's Show Your Work on her bookshelf, a testament to how these ideas resonate with creators at all levels. The book challenges us to rethink creativity not as a solitary pursuit, but as a conversation, an ongoing dialogue with an audience that wants to see behind the curtain. The myth of the lone genius has dominated our understanding of creativity for centuries, but this narrative isn't just misleading, it's harmful. A healthier model exists in what Brian Eno calls Cineus, the collective intelligence of creative communities. History's greatest achievements emerged from vibrant ecosystems. Picasso had the Parisian art scene, Hemingway had Gertrude Stein's salon, and the Beatles had Liverpool's music clubs. Today's internet functions as interconnected Cineuses without geographic limitations, where both experts and amateurs contribute. Amateurs often possess advantages over professionals. They take risks professionals won't, experiment more freely, and learn publicly. Even Radiohead's Thom Yorke embraces this beginner's mindset. "My greatest strength is that I don't know what I'm doing." To begin showing your work effectively, commit to learning something in public. Find a Cineus that interests you, notice what's missing, and fill those gaps. Don't worry about monetization. Simply share what you love, and your people will find you. There's a crucial distinction between artwork, the finished piece, and artwork, the daily process. Traditionally, artists only revealed finished products, an approach suited to a pre-digital world with gatekeepers controlling distribution. Today's audiences want to be part of the creative journey. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield demonstrated this by sharing everything from Earth photos to nail clipping in space. Millions were captivated by ordinary activities simply because it's in space. Most overnight sensations actually represent about a decade of hard work. Focus on days rather than overwhelming timeframes. Each day, share one small piece of your process: influences, methods, works in progress, final products, or audience interactions. A daily dispatch proves more valuable than a traditional portfolio because it shows your current work, like getting DVD extras while the movie is still being made. Remember that anything posted online becomes public and permanent. Share from generosity, offering something helpful or entertaining, and always apply the so what test. Is this helpful? Would I be comfortable with my boss or mother seeing this? Robin Sloan adapts the economic concept of stock and flow to media. Flow is the daily stream of posts that remind people you exist, while stock is the durable content that remains interesting years later. The ideal approach combines maintaining your flow while building your stock in the background. We all carry collections that reveal our tastes and influence our work. These collections, whether physical bookshelves or mental scrapbooks, form who we are as creators. Before sharing our own work, sharing our influences often reveals more about us than our creations do. Have the courage to embrace what others might consider garbage. Our uniqueness stems from combining diverse influences across high and low culture. As filmmaker John Waters says, "I don't believe in guilty pleasures. If you fucking like something, like it." When sharing others' work, proper attribution is essential. Good attribution provides context: what the work is, who made it, how it was made, and where to find more. Online, hyperlinks direct people to original sources. Consider creating reading lists, playlists, or image collections of your inspirations. These curated collections become valuable resources for your audience while positioning you as a thoughtful curator within your field. Stories transform how people perceive your work. When others know a creation's origin, process, and creator, they value it differently. Our work doesn't speak for itself. the narratives we construct around it matter tremendously. While life is messy, good stories follow structure. Effective stories often use patterns like the fairy tale format. Once upon a time, there was, every day, one day, because of that, until finally. When someone asks, "What do?" treat it as an opportunity to connect. Explain your work in terms anyone can understand. Tell the truth with dignity. If you're a student or working a day job, say so. Keep your professional bio short, factual, and adjective-free. Don't call yourself aspiring. If you take photos, you're simply a photographer. The stories about your work should evolve as your work does. Often, the most compelling narratives involve your struggles rather than just successes. Audiences connect with vulnerability, the messy human elements behind the polished work. Teaching creates connection, not competition. Sharing knowledge generates more interest in your work rather than diminishing its value. Even in secretive industries like barbecue, masters openly share methods because they understand that techniques alone don't equal mastery. That comes through practice and intuition. Share what you've learned immediately after learning it through tutorials, reading lists, and process walkthroughs. As blogger Kathy Sierra says, make people better at something they want to be better at. Teaching adds value by creating closer connections to your work. Teaching also forces you to organize your thoughts clearly, often revealing gaps in your own understanding. When you teach, you're reinforcing your knowledge while establishing yourself as someone worth following. Many successful creators built their reputations primarily through teaching. They become known first for clear explanations, which creates interest in their creative work. This approach builds trust and goodwill that sustains long-term careers. Careers have ups and downs, with success favoring persistence. Joan Rivers advised, "In our business, you don't quit. When they cut off your hands, hold on with your elbow." Maintain momentum through chain smoking, using one project's end to ignite the next. Even with momentum, recharging is essential. Designer Stefan Sagmeister takes a year sabbatical every 7 years, finding subsequent work grows from ideas developed during breaks. While extended time off isn't feasible for most, practical sabbaticals during commutes, exercise, or time in nature provide necessary mental space. When you've mastered something, become a student again. Like Louis C.K. following George Carlin's practice of discarding material yearly to dig deeper, abandon comfortable work to grow. This isn't starting over, it's beginning again with accumulated knowledge. Sustainable creative careers aren't built on single breakthroughs, but on consistent, evolving work shared over time. By documenting your journey, teaching what you learn, connecting authentically, and creating new work, you build both an audience and a supportive community. What would happen if you started showing your work today? The answer might transform your creative life.